Citizens of Bitsir is generally sponsored by the Miller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ruben, Ben Yitzchak Kalevi, making our way through Tachanun. And we are in the Shomer Yisrael. So we've covered the three sentences of Shomer Yisrael and differentiated between them: Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Goy Echad, Shomer Goy Kadosh. It's not redundant or repetitive, but there are nuanced differences between them. Which brings us up to the fourth sentence of the Shomer Yisrael, the sort of intermediate section of Tachanun. We're not reclining. We're not leaning forward on our arm, nor are we sitting straight up. Nor are we stood up yet. We're sitting up for this section. And we say, Misratza Barachamim Umispais Besachanunim. We describe Hashem who's Misratza. Ratza's Miloshan Ritzui. He's appeased. How is he appeased? Barachamim, appeased by mercy. Umispais. What is the word mispais? To be mifais somebody is to appease. You see the problem here. The English translation is the same for both. It seems they're synonyms, but in Hebrew there are always at least subtle differences between them. So one question will be, what's the difference between misratza and mispayis? Why does misratza require rachamim and mispayis requires tachanunim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is won over, appeased through prayer. Hisratza v'espayis, the Dorani, be appeased and be won over by this generation who we are indigent, we are impoverished. Kieno's there because there's no one to help us. We are impoverished, we're alone, we're poor, we have no one to help us. So Hashem, be appeased and be won over and look at us and see us favorably. What's going on? So the Nusach, Misratza Barachamim, doesn't appear in the Siddurim of the Gaonim. This sentence that to us is a staple, a fixture in Tachanun, doesn't appear in the Siddurim of the Gaonim, doesn't appear in the Siddurim of the Rishonim, in the Seder of Rav Amr Gaon. He writes it, he includes it, but not in the everyday Tachanun. He puts it at the end of Slichos Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So you got to love it when Siddur snippets and the time of year come together. But this is appropriate for this time of year, Slichos, that we're about to begin. We have a minhag, the Tazim and Kuvchav Zayin quotes, Eliyahu Rabbah and others. We have the minhag to include it daily, but it doesn't even appear in the early Siddurim. And even the Seder of Avraham Gaon, it only appears in the context of Slichos. So what is Misratza umispais? It seems like a double language, and it seems like an absolute redundancy. Both words, ritzui and pius, to be mefayis, they're both descriptions of appeasing, of winning over Hashem. What does it mean? What are we trying to accomplish? So the Sefer Anila Dodi quotes the Chassam Sofer. The Hilig Chassam Sofer in his Drushos, Chelik Beis, he gives the following mashal, he gives the following parable or metaphor. He says, a king who had to lend the nation in such debt, the king had to lend the nation a large loan. He had to help them significantly financially. When the time came to repay the loan, the nation had not yet climbed out of the debt, and they weren't able to pay the loan, the chov. So what happened? The king, Richa Malaya Mumachal Chatzi Achov. After all, this is his people, his nation. The king felt compassion and mercy. So the king forgave half the loan, and Hisna Imaim, says the Chassam Sofer in his parable, and the king renegotiated the loan, he forgave half, and he said, we'll extend the due date, we'll extend the obligation for the remainder. As it got closer to the date, now they had to pay the remainder of the loan, and they saw, the nation saw, they still were not in a position to do it. So they commissioned an expert sofer to write a letter to the king in order to try to appeal to the king that he have mercy, he have kindness, he extend the loan or forgive it further, because they couldn't pay it. When the king saw what they had written, he was so won over, so appeased, his nation, his people, so grateful and so loyal, that in fact he forgave the rest of the loan. Says the Chassam Sofer, Kach Yisrael Klape Shmaya. Similarly, the Jewish people, when it comes to Hashem, when Hashem created the world, he created the world with Midas Adin. He created the world with strict justice, but he saw the world can't survive it. If in fact we would suffer the consequence, the punishment, the result of what we did wrong, we would never survive, we'd never endure. So Hashem forgave. And that represents sort of half the obligation we have towards him, is that he's willing to be forgiving to begin with. Rather than carry out only strict justice, he's willing to institute mercy, compassion, loving kindness. And that very notion that he's willing to be merciful is itself half the loan. After a new time was established. And what was that new time, says Chassam Sofer? Rosh Hashanah. Shabo Yamdu Bedin Lefanav. That the rest of what is due, the rest of our debt to God morally, not financially, would come due. But since there's no person, there's no one on earth who's perfect and hasn't failed, hasn't fallen, so Tiknush Yamda Shlichei Tzibur Gedolim Arim Lefayis Es Boreinu, instead of commissioning an incredible, articulate poet or scribe who would write our king a letter, we appoint, and this is pressure on our Shlichei Tzibur for Yam Noraim, we appoint Shlichei Tzibur, we should have learned this the other night, Gedolim Arim Lefayis Es Boreinu, who are qualified, who know how to speak the language of the king, who will be able to appeal to him for mercy. And if they're successful, then Hashem will forgive the remainder of the debt. So the first debt is the idea of justice, and justice has no mercy. Justice is inflexible. So the first half the debt that God forgave was the fact that he was willing to live with and use mercy to begin with. Then we still owe the debt for the mistakes that we make. And when is that debt due? Rosh Hashanah, Aser Simei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, the Shlichei Tzibur are our agents, our ambassadors, to appeal to the king to forget the rest. Says the Chassam Sofer, all this was Bedoros HaRishonim. This was all true in the earlier generations. Shlichei Tzibur hayu ru'uyim v'hagunim. But we in Avarseinu HaRabim, our Shlichei Tzibur are magnificent. It's not a comment on Boker Ton Synagogue, but it means our generation. There is struggle to be Mephias the king. So what do we say? All this is the Chassam Sofer's understanding. Misratza berachamim, at creation, Ritzoi, God, we appeased God to invoke rachamim instead of mishpat, instead of justice. Umispayes b'tachanunim. And then the remainder of the debt, we get to be forgiven through tachanunim, through prayer, through the shlichei tzibur. But we, in our generation, anu she'en lanu kozos, omdim espalim, we say, hisratza v'hispayes l'dor ani ke'en ozer. That opening sentence, the opening half the sentence, was true in earlier generations. In earlier generations, when there were qualified people who spoke the language of the king, so misratza barachim in that creation, mispayas pesachanunim every year on Rosh Hashanah, but we, Yeridus Adoros, we in this generation, misratza vispayas ladorani keinozer, we can't rely on, we don't have qualified, so we combine the two, misratza vispayas, we appeal to you as a dorani, we're unqualified, inadequate, unworthy, keinozer, there's no one else to help us. We don't have that they did to rely on. And therefore, be forgiving, see us favorably, turn it around, which is what Tachanun is all about. Lift us from this infirmity, or lift us from our enemies. And that's what this sentence, Misratza Barachim, without the Chassam Sofer, I don't know how you begin to make heads or tails of what we're trying to say in that sentence. Now we do, it's a whole kavana you have to have every day in Tachanun, unless you have a zochet to have a chassan with you, and you omit Tachanun. But when we go back, not only in Slichos, but each and every